Spankham leads the cup field. The fixer can't get him. Cruz Bromac, Chase Auckland late. 100 to go. Spankham, Cruz Bromac the outside. Spankham, Cruz Bromac, and Blair Orange win the New Zealand Cup. It's Cruz Bromac, and he loved it. Second in Spankham.
Oh, great call there with the New Zealand Trotting Cup going the way of Cruz Bromac. A little bit of an upset. Knocking off the favourite, Australian-owned, and as you heard in the call, a big moment for his driver because it was a huge win for Blair Orange. Mick Geeran was trackside, huge day, 20,000-plus there. The atmosphere was amazing, as it always is, on New Zealand Trotting Cup Day. How are you, Mick?
Mate, I'm good, Mickey. As you know, the big carnivals are great. You run on adrenaline and caffeine, and you see lots of different storylines, and things happen during the week which, on a normal racing news week, it'd be like, oh, wow, this is huge news, and you talk about it for half an hour, and they happen, and you, well, for example, Sunday Sun, who was favourite for the Inter-Dominion Trotting title, pulled out yesterday, and you're like, okay, because there's so much happening, you haven't got time to think about it, but the Trotting Cup's a very special race. I don't think there's many races in Australasia like it, the Melbourne Cup being the obvious one, that people know when it is, they know what day it is, it's an experience. If you're in Melbourne, you can't not know it's Melbourne Cup Day. And if you're in Christchurch, which is a lot smaller city, you can't not know it's Cup Day. It's like everywhere you go, it is Cup Day. And I think, as much as I can tell, it's probably the only two major races we have like that. Like, people don't walk around Sydney on Everest Day, and I've been to an Everest going, wow, it's Everest Day. No matter what Peter Valenti wants to tell you, that doesn't happen. And I think you might get it in some of the smaller cities. But, yeah, it's a big event. Everywhere you go this week in Christchurch, it is Cup Week. And the Cup is the biggest race. The Harness Race is the biggest race, which for a lot of Australians, they'd really struggle to get their head around. The Galloping Cup is here on Saturday, Michael, and it's very much the poor relation. Mm. So from the racing side point of view, a win for Victoria because Cruz Bromac spends a lot of his life in Victoria. I'm trained there by Amanda Grieve, who's a lovely young woman who does a very good job with a small number of horses. So she deserves some of the credit for this win. But the official name in the record books will be, once again, Mark Purdon and Natalie Rasmussen. That's their seventh New Zealand Cup. Yeah. So they did have a 20-year period, but they don't have any, 18 years. And then they started winning them again about 5 years ago, and they can't stop.
Gee whiz, it was a great race, a great finish, and then they compete. We've got Cruz Bromac and Spankham going around again tomorrow as well.
Well, and tomorrow's a free-for-all. It's 1,980 metres, which is obviously a sprint distance, and it's a mobile. Now, they've won the two biggest sprint races in either country. Cruz Bromac won this race last year, which is the biggest New Zealand sprint, and Spankham won the Miracle Mile for $1 million. So the whole race tomorrow comes down to one thing. Cruz Bromac will lead off the gate, and whether they hand that lead to Spankham or whether they park Spankham. Now, if they park Spankham, it's probably flip of the coin. If they hand the lead to Spankham, he should be $1.50. So, and I've asked them, obviously, because I want to know for the punt and for all the listeners at home, and they said, look, a lot of that feels like the horse on the day and how they feel and how buzzed up they feel with the harness horses, much like probably Craig Williams didn't think I'm going to be in the trail on Baron de Clare in the Melbourne Cup last week. You just can't tell to the mobile goes, but that will be the absolute key to the race, which ironically isn't the biggest race at Addington tomorrow, because the $300,000 Dominion Trot brings together the two Australians in Tough Monarch and McLovin from Victoria, who Quinella the free-for-all on Tuesday up against two genuine superstars, Mark Cooler, who won this race last year by 4 lengths, Mickey, and a horse called Oscar Bonavina, who might be the most exciting trotter we've had in Australasia in the last 5 years and maybe even 10 years. Mm. Mark Purdon saying, he's so good, I'm going to miss the Inter-Dominions because I want to take him on the world stage next year. Now, that's totally unheard of stuff from Mark Purdon. They're willing to miss the Inter-Dominion because they think he's that good. He's off the unruly tomorrow, which means he has to give them all a head start, and he's only 4 years old. We could see something special there tomorrow, but two very tough Australians standing in his way, along with the defending champion, Mark Cooler.
Well, it's even money. Is that its correct price?
Look, the hype's so big. It's almost like one of those really good gallopers who turns up in a Cox Plate. You go, seriously, he's up against the hard criminals here, and then Weeks comes out and wins the first Cox Plate by 4 lengths. You sort of go, okay, now I see. Until it's proven to you, you know, you can't say it's good money, but we might look back on this in a year's time and go, well, he's the best trotter in the last 10 years. He might be. I'm not saying he is, but there's something really special about Oscar Bonavina. And as I said, when Mark Purden said to me, I'm going to stake this horse for every major race in North America last year, well, I was blown away. I've never heard him even remotely talk like that. And to be honest, I didn't know he knew how to do it.
Gee, it's amazing. And is it too early then for you to have a pick with Cruz Bromac Spankham?
I think Spankham will be. I just, my gut instinct is they're not going to want to part Spankham out 2 weeks out from the Inter Dominions, which begin in Auckland 2 weeks tomorrow. So I think they'll roll forward, and I do think Cruz Bromac, while he's a very good leader, if he's in the trial, he can still win. I just think Spankham rolls to the lead, and he's my pick tomorrow. But there's no great spoil there. It's about 2.3 with the book. What we'll do is, anybody's watching tomorrow on Sky 2, or we'll obviously try and get on Twitter during the day, we'll try and indicate to people what the suggestions are from this table. They may not know from behind the mobile. People sometimes think the trots are jacked up. It's not about that. It literally is which horse comes out of a two-mile race better and handles it. You know, some horses, Magic Wand, do. Some horses, as we know, lots of horses from the Melbourne Cup, don't.
Yeah. Just a quick look back on Cup Week. Everyone in New Zealand must have been so proud of Melody Bell. She was enormous, winning the Group 1 on Derby Day, and then she was even bigger, running so close behind Magic Wand, and arguably should have beaten it in the Emirates on final day, or in the McKinnon on final day.
Well, she covered 29 extra metres, which I know it also comes down to early tempo, and Magic Wand had to work, and she did it. But I think she's showing she's a genuinely good open-class horse. She was one of the early favourites for the All-Star Mile. I think what's more important for New Zealand racing and for the breeding industry, and she's by commands, obviously, the defunct Australian sire, is that we now have three or four horses who can go to Australia and be legitimately competitive. Hula, TR Cow Shark, and Catalyst, the three-year-olds. Now, he picked a tough year to be a three-year-old because the Australian three-year-old had the big five, maybe Dallasan if you add him as the big six. But they're probably mainly 1,200 to 1,500, 1,600 horses. Whereas I think Catalyst will get from 1,600 to 2,000. So he has options around a Rose Hill Guineas. I think he might go through Melbourne. I think he might turn up in the Australian Guineas Catalyst. I'm not saying he's going to turn up and beat Exceedance and Bivouac and those horses, but I'm also not sure they'll get to 1,600. So, and also they don't need to get to 1,600 because they think they can't. They've all got Group 1 wins, so therefore they don't need to be devaluing themselves as stallions. You know, the yes, yes, yes horses of the world might be turning up there. So I do think between Tiakau Shark, Melody Bell and Catalyst Michael, we have horses who are at least in the conversation, you know, for the Group 1 races in the second half of the season. And that's really important because otherwise it just becomes us watching your good horses and watching Cool War and watching all these rich people, whereas once you're involved, people think, OK, I'll keep buying horses because the dream's alive.
There's no doubt about that. Mick, we'll be watching tomorrow on Sky, another great day of harness racing in New Zealand with all the stars going around. And we'll look forward to hearing your thoughts in the lead-up on RSN 927.